lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes. Amen.
Ezekiel 34 and 11 says, "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God."
How about that? Praise God.
With God's help tonight, I'd like to preach for a little while on the grass is greener on the other side. I don't know how many of you in here has had any dealings with farm animals. But I was raised on a farm when I was younger.
Yes, sir.
And we had this one old Holstein cow. She liked to find a way out. Well, you know, they speak about every time they say the cows see the grass is greener on the other side. They always want to jump the fence or go through the hole in the fence. And they'll get out and they'll start eating that green grass.
Yeah.
Well, we have this one. It kept getting out. I don't care. Every time we couldn't figure out where she was getting out. Put her back in. Next thing you know, about an hour later, there she is out in the field eating. Have to go get her. So we decided we'd stop that, so we put her on a chain.
Well.
And tie her to a stake. Then every couple of days, you move the stake and move her out around. I mean, you're giving her good green grass, and I mean, you pick out the best in the whole field anyhow, where she gets to eat all the nice red clover. And I mean, she's got it made, and you got to take and give her. You know how much a cow can drink? Now, me, I was a little bit lazy when I was younger. I never liked to carry them great big 5-gallon buckets of water, because that old cow starts sucking on that bucket of water, and she'd have it emptied in no time. And then you'd have to go. She would generally drink about 2 to 3 buckets of 5 gallons of water at a time. But they would give milk about 2 gallons at a time, morning and evening. They were good milk cows.
That's why she drank a lot of water.
Yeah, I've milked them cows by hand, too. So I decided one day, I said, you know, there's got to be an easier way to this. I mean, here we are, we're taking care of this cow, we're giving her all the green grass, and we're doing all this labor of carrying the water to her. And I said, there's got to be an easier way. So I decided, being the boy and the smart I was, I got me some cow's tail, which is baling twine, for those that don't understand that English. And I took it and I tied it onto her strap. Old gentle cow, you know, lead her anywhere you want to go. I said, well, I'll just lead her back in the woods. Take her down to the creek and let her drink her fill and lead her right back up. I said, I won't have to carry water anymore. It's just a little walk, so I'm not going to worry about it. I've got it all figured out now. Man, we just move the stake every 2 days, chain her up. When it's time to water, take her back in the woods and let her drink her water and bring her back up. It seemed to be going fine. Led her down the trail, down into the woods, to the first little creek. She got down there, started drinking real nice and calm. And I just held on to the rope nice and easy and just was waiting for her to get done. She kind of looked back at me for a minute, and then she'd look back and drink a little bit more. And then she'd come out and look back at me again. And then she decided that was enough, and she started walking up nice out of the creek. And like we was going home, everything was working just fine. And all of a sudden, she looked back around at me and snapped into a full gait run. Old stupid me had the cow tail wrapped around my hand where it wouldn't come loose. And I started taking 20-foot steps. And she seen that wasn't doing no good. I was still behind her, so she decided to go underneath the cedar trees. I seen what was coming up. I said, I'm not going to hit them cedar trees. And I just stopped running and fell on the ground. And as soon as I fell, that string goes and came off my hand. I slid for about 30 or 40 feet. And that old cow, I found out where she was getting out at. She went right on through it and went right out there in the field and was eating her green grass like she pleased. And when I walked out there, she looked like a, what took you so long to get here? Yeah. But you know, that's an old story that brings a lot of memories back to my heart. But you know the scriptures I read you in the Bible about God taking and putting his flock into good pastures? Well, we get into those good pastures and we start eating that nice green grass that's got all those good things for us to grow spiritually by. Yeah. Have you ever had anyone stand up behind this pulpit and feed you any good food? Yeah. I mean, if he's not feeding you any good food, then he's not a good pastor and he's not taking care of the flock. But ever since I've been here and been coming to this church, I've been able to put my feet underneath the table and receive of the good food of God from the pastor. Right. He's led me into the good food and the good spiritual food that'll raise my soul up and bring me closer to the Lord. Have you ever ate of the good word of God and ate of the good pastures that God has led you to? I mean, that old cow, I don't see, she had everything she needed, but it just seemed like that field. You know why? There was green onions over in that field. I don't know why cows like to eat green onions so much. But it sure takes and ruins the milk, and you can't sell the milk then. It just cuts the cell, and you just got to dump it out to the animals or dump it on the ground. You can't even stand to drink it. It stinks so bad.
Yeah.
Well, here we are, we're children of God, and we're being fed in a good place, and you know, all of a sudden, you seem to be going good, and you're growing good spiritually in the Lord, and all of a sudden, you run into a hard time. You run into a little bit of trouble, and it seems like everything's going against you, and it seems like the wind's blowing so boisterous against you. And you say, oh, Lord, what have I done? Haven't I been eating the good pasture that you led me to? And haven't I been drinking out of that nice still waters that you've given me? And haven't I been a good servant? Why is this happening to me? And all of a sudden the devil will say, you know, if you look over there and you see that, look over and you kind of look over there and you'll be like Lot and you'll see the well-watered plains around Sodom and Gomorrah there and you'll say, man, that's got to be a good area for flocks to eat at. And you'll be looking, all of a sudden your eyes will get attracted to it. And you'll say, well, what's the use of the things that I'm going through now when all of these good things are laid out before me?
Yeah.
Now don't tell me the devil has never done that to you. And don't tell me he's still not doing it to you. I don't care how long you've been saved and how high you've shouted in the Lord, the devil's going to try to show you a greener pasture on the other side somewhere or somehow. And let me tell you, no, it's real. I'll tell you, I've seen some that really look so good and so delectable, and it kind of makes your mouth water and drool, and you say,
Them onions look good. That's garlic.
I want some of that. Yeah. I mean, man, it seems like we're eating dry crackers around here, and it seems like we're getting nothing. And we're going through all these troubles. What is it about anyhow?
And all of a sudden you'll see someone jumping the fence. It's kind of like that old cow. I don't see why they ruined the milk.
Right. Yeah.
Those green onions ruined the milk. It wasn't any use. And here we were trying to give her the best food that you could eat.
Yeah.
But it wasn't good enough for her.
Bye.
And you see, I see these people that are going to church and they're living for God and they're doing what God wants them to do and they're trying to serve God the best they can, and all of a sudden, mid-stride, they jump the fence.
My. Look out. It's happening.
And they go over. And they get into the green onion patch.
Oh, yes.
And they take a big mouthful of it. And God goes over and kind of gets them back, you know, and brings them back into the green patch. Gomorrah was all about. They had lived in that area for a while. He knew what was going on in those cities, and he knew that if he got close enough to it, he wasn't a stupid man. He was an intelligent man, and he knew about those cities.
Yes. He knew.
Everyone that walks out of a church of God that's been fed the Word of God and jumps the fence to go to the greener pastures has no excuse.
No excuse.
And you know what happens? What they produce from those green onions is useless. Have you been in those churches? I've been in churches before that you would probably gag yourself on.
Right.
I've seen the man get up in the middle of the service, pull a little red rag out and said, God has anointed this rag to heal people. Since when is a red rag a tool of God?
Yeah.
Huh?
Praise God.
My Bible says it's the Spirit of God that does it.
Prayer of faith, right?
Huh? My Bible says it's through God. It's not through anything physical. It's not through anything. My Lord, we start eating on the wrong side of the fence, and sooner or later we're going to end up with useless milk.
Right. Preach. Yes.
Sooner or later, everything we've got issuing out of us is going to be garbage. And I know when you're in the midst of the battle and the trials and tribulations seem to have no way out, and it seems like the wind is pushing you back against the wall and you can't do anything and you can't escape it, you know what you need to do? Raise your hand up and give God the glory.
Give God the glory.
Hallelujah. I've been in some tough situations, and I didn't know where to turn. All I knew is I was trying to serve God the best I could. I was trying to live a righteous, holy life like I was told and taught. And I was doing the best I could, and I couldn't understand. And all the devil would say, well, if you do this and you do that, you would be in a lot better shape and position than you are now. Look where you're at right now. And I got to thinking about it, and I seen the pictures of the green grass on the other side, And I said, wait a minute, hold it, everything here. Now, if I jump the fence and go over to that green grass, you know what I'm going to be? I'm going to go back to what I used to be. And what I used to be was no pretty picture. And I said, what is the use of the devil if I go back to you? Of God is the trouble and the torment that I was in and nobody to cry out to. I said, at least right now, I don't have any worry, because even though I'm going through hard times, I can cry out to my God and He hears me. I've got any second or hour of the day, I can cry out to God and He hears me. And I'm able to be comforted. I'm able to be fed. And I'm able to be well watered in His pasture.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to jump the fence. I already know what it's like on the other side. And everyone else in here knows what the other side of the fence is like anyhow. Because we was all born in this sinful flesh. And our righteousness is as filthy rags. And the only thing that brought us out of sin was the blood of Jesus anyhow. The only thing that set us upon the rock was Jesus Himself. He's the one that brought us out. The good shepherd. He's the one that looks over the flock and He says, this one needs a little more attention. And He'll lead us up and He'll give the word of God to the man of God that He can feed us and make us stronger. And we can eat of the good word of God and we can grow and be a more productive sheep. But we get in there and we sit down on the pew like this and the man of God starts preaching the word and it's especially for us, and you know what we do? We just, well, that don't taste too good. Well, sure it don't taste good, because it's going against the flesh and the flesh don't want to have anything to do with it. Open your mouth up like the little bird. It don't care. It knows the mama bird is going to feed it good stuff. I haven't seen a bird refuse to eat what the mama brings up. It hasn't got eyes open to see. It just goes, and says, feed me, Mom, feed me. Man of God will be pouring out His heart behind the pulpit. Spirit of God will be moving on him. The Spirit of God will be moving on the congregation. And the people in the congregation will be choking on it.
Help.
What's wrong? The grass is too green. You can't eat it.
My.
It's too pure. Too clean. And that means something needs removed out of the life. Something needs to be corrected. Something needs to be straightened up. That way we can align and eat the Word of God. God, as He saved me, has never done me anything but good. He has never led me into the wrong place. He's never mistreated me. He's never hurt me.
Right.
But every time I was living for the devil, I ended up with hurt, heartache, sorrow, pain, and suffering, because I was serving the wrong master, because I was yielding my flesh unto him. And man alive, there's nothing, I tell you, there is nothing worth going back to him for.
Oh, nothing. That thing out there.
Oh. Yeah, I get tempted, just like all of you. And let me tell you, when you're going down through it, and you're really in the hardest part of life, and it seems like there's no way out, and you look like you're looking through a dark tunnel, and you can't even see a spark of light, and it feels like everything is lost, and that's when the devil's really going to come on top of you. And he's going to dig them spurs in, and he's going to say, see what you get for serving God. See what you get. See what God has done to you. See where He's led you. See what He's done to you. Look what God has done. And He's an accuser of the brethren, don't it say it? Yes, He's an accuser of you. But my Lord is with you, and He will be with you, and He'll always be with you, and He hasn't forsaken you.
That's right. The good shepherd.